went to a monastery because, though I was very active and talked a good deal about the Christian life, prayer and a sense of God's love were missing in my life. I asked the prior if one of the monks could give me some direction during my week there. His answer was, "No. You don't need guidance. You're a busy man working hard for the gospel. Too hard, perhaps. No, you don't need guidance beyond this. Sleep. Get up for meals and then go back to bed. If you want to come to our community prayers, you're welcome, but don't get out of bed for them. When you find you can no longer sleep or rest because you no longer need them, then you'll know what to do. After all, you're a priest. You tell others how to live a Christian life." So I slept for 3 days, after which I told the prior I was relaxed and comfortable. So he sent me out into the orchard to help the novices pick fruit and do other work that would let my mind rest. I've met many wise men and women. He's one of the wisest. In today's gospel, Jesus gives the same advice to the apostles. He had sent them out to heal and teach. They've returned to him excited and full of stories about all they had been doing and all that God had been doing through them. So he commands them, "Come by yourselves to an out-of-the-way place and rest a little." God is not a taskmaster. In the view of eternity, what need has God of time cards to track my every moment and make sure I'm giving full value for the divine investment in my creation? Can God, who created monkeys and kittens and even ridiculous me, be all that serious? Can the Creator, who allowed billions of years for life to evolve, really be anxious that I be working all the time, busy all the time? I suspect part of my problem is a lack of trust in God. Deep down, I fear that if I'm not doing something at every waking moment and staying awake nights to get it done, or at least to worry about it, things will not happen as they should. If I were not on duty, the whole universe would be lost. Certainly God has expectations of me. There's a vocation I have been given that no other man or woman can fulfill. But I cannot live that vocation if I'm so anxious, so busy, so driven, that I forget that ultimately the work is God's. Nor can I live it if I'm too busy to take time simply to be quiet and hear what the Lord might be trying to say to me through the din of my activity. Why not, from time to time, take the time to stop my efforts, to realize that even when I'm not running around doing what I think God and the universe need, God will still be caring for, loving, and giving life to the world? There are perhaps people for whom life is such that they never need an honest break. Either their life is so grace-filled that their everyday activities are spirit-renewing, or they never do anything that leaves them in need of rest. I'm neither. The apostles, and more than we suspect, most of us are busy in our own ways. We serve, we pray, we study, we serve some more, we do. So the Lord tells the apostles and us to pack up the picnic basket, get in the boat, and get away from it all. Our bodies, minds, and souls all need an occasional break. Sometimes, to find prayer and God's love, all I need to do is not do.
Catholic Asian News is the leading independent Catholic news source from Asia. Support our network of Catholic journalists and editors who daily provide accurate independent reports and commentaries on issues affecting the Church across the Asian region. Go to www.ucanews.com/donate and do your bit. Thank you.